Yep. It's DJ Envy's Thursday Night Live. It's the People's Choice DJ Envy. We got another special guest in the building. It's my brother here, Pusha T. What up, Push?
What up? What's the deal?
What's going on, sir?
Oh, man. My name is my name, October 8th. That's what's going on right now. Sweet Serenade featuring Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else that's going on right now.
Now,
album of the year. By far, I told y'all, I promise you, my dope don't spoil. I told you.
I try to listen to Pusha album, right? He invited me to his album release party last night.
Yeah.
And now you know I don't go out.
Yeah.
But Push called, I said, you know what, I gotta make my way out. So I'm on my way to the city. I got the white clean thing out, cleaned it up, driving through the city.
Which one you brought out?
I brought the rolls out.
Oh, man.
I bring the rolls out, so I'm cutting through the city, right? By myself, dolo.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call and they say, yo, E, you know, don't even come, you know, because it's packed. It's, you know, they're not letting nobody in. I'm like, nigga, I'm the mayor of this city, nigga. They gonna let me in, right? So I'm still pulling up. Fuck that. It's like, yo, they just turned 2 Chainz down. I'm like, man, I'm the mayor of this city.
Yeah.
I said, yo, they just turned Pharrell down. I said, whoa. I said, this is serious. All right, I'm turning around.
Yeah.
So congratulations. I heard that you had a successful listening session last night.
Extremely successful, man.
I heard the blogs are talking about it. I heard the album is amazing.
Amazing.
Now, how does it feel to finally get this album out? People doubt it.
Man, people doubted me. You know, what's so crazy about it is, Envy, I feel like it's taking this long for people to accept me as a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, everybody's saying, like, yo, you know, we've been waiting. I feel like, man, I've been convincing
right.
folks to, you know, get out of clips mode for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, you know, to look at me in a specific way.
Right, different light,
just
yeah.
as a soloist.
Right.
And, you know, I think I've been proving myself, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been proving myself and now, you know, the day has come, man, October 8th. Like, I told everybody, man, I got album of the year. I said it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said it. And, you know, a lot of people say it, man, but, like, people need to understand, I'm, like, a lazy artist. Like, I ain't really into, like, a whole bunch of records and stuff like that. So what I do with these people, with these producers, super producers, whatever you want to title they deserve, like, I make it count.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this album is unstoppable.
So what can people expect off this album? Like, I mean, we heard the record with Chris Brown. We heard the first record.
Numbers.
So what can they expect with this?
Oh, man, this is 100% uncompromised hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is definitely, like, hip-hop in its rawest, purest form.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, everybody, you know, they've been talking about the artwork and
right.
so on and so forth. I want everybody to understand, like, the artwork is minimal because I'm trying to tell you that, man, this is just all raw and uncut.
Right.
It ain't no, we not going to hide behind no, you know, gloss
right.
at all. You know what I'm saying? And that's I'm just trying to get that across in every aspect of the record.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Pusha T's here. You want to highlight him, 877-60-HIP-HOP. You got them two joints lined up?
Yeah, let's get into that Sweet Serenade joint.
And then what we get into after that?
All right, we're going to get into the Numbers joint.
All right, let's go. In the building, you want to holler, 877-60-HIP-HOP. Now, also.
Yes, sir.
You're like a, what's an annoying bug? A gnat?
A gnat.
A mosquito?
Yeah.
You're like a mosquito to Lil Wayne, man.
What?
Like you just stay on his neck.
Nah, man. What you mean?
I mean, you said something the other day. I guess he released a mixtape, and I guess you said on your Twitter something to the effect of trash. That's basically what you said. And then all of a sudden, people thought
just blanket like that, too. I ain't say nothing else. No, just trash.
You just said, like, trash.
Trash.
And people assumed you were talking about Lil Wayne's mixtape.
Right.
And J. Mills got at you and said, you know, this, that, and the other, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And you didn't even respond to J. Mills.
Why?
No, so this guy's a disrespectful motherfucker, right? Disrespectful. So what's the thing with Wayne?
Yo, man, you know, this is how it is for real with me. I'm just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really just having fun with it. The thing is, though, like, these guys got so many fans
mm-hmm.
that, you know what I'm saying, when you make blanket statements like, you know, F Pusha T on Twitter and mm-hmm. all that type of stuff, like, you can't just let things like that go
mm-hmm.
because they got so many fans that by the time, you know, it gets quiet, everybody gonna start looking at you like, man, he just, you know, he mm-hmm. just gets over on you and so on and so
right.
So it's like, I just play with it. I just toy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, totally just toy with it and have my fun with it. And then, like, he's sort of, you know, rapping bad. So, like, that doesn't help much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like good. He's bad. Mm-hmm. So you just got to, like, just keep shooting.
Right. Now, did you listen to his new mixtape?
Yes, of course.
What you thought of it?
It's trash.
Do you think he lost it, though?
Yeah, man.
And what do you think it's due to? Is it due to him not using drugs? Is it due to the skateboarding thing? Like, what do you think it's due to?
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, I would have to, I mean, and being fair, too, because, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like Carter 2 Wayne's, like, mean. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, that was mean. So, and being fair, I would want to blame it on something like, you know, drugs or mm-hmm. lack thereof drugs. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know, because I don't want to just feel like people just fall from grace like that.
Mm-hmm.
But... trash.
Damn it, man. Now getting back to your project and your album.
Right.
Now Kanye, of course, executive produced your album.
Yes.
Were you nervous about that? And the reason I say that is because Kanye's been in a crazy space.
Yeah.
Like his last album, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I had a couple of cuts on that I didn't like. It was just, sometimes I feel like when people get too artsy, or they think they're too artsy, is just weird to me.
Yeah.
And I'm from a place where I just don't really like weird. I like street music.
Right.
You know? And of course, he executive produced your album. So when I heard he was executive producing your album, I got nervous and I thought that you might be too artsy.
No, man.
Because his album just felt like it was just distorted. It just felt like it was too loud.
Yeah.
And I didn't want your album to sound like that.
Listen, man. You know, as far as the Yeezus album goes, you know, we were recording My Name Is My Name and Yeezus at the same time mm-hmm. in Paris. So. You know, I'm hearing his album, I'm getting beats for my album and, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth every day. And what people don't know is, like, his whole objective at the time was to not be mentioned in the same breath as any other rapper.
Okay.
He was like, I don't want to be around, I don't want to be in the company of any rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it went from there to, like, you know, for real, at the end of the day, I'm off of this radio format. I'm off of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just off of all of that. You couldn't say the word single or radio record mm-hmm. within the studio during this time.
Right.
The thing about me and him and our dynamic is the fact that, you know, he loves Hell Hath No Fury Pusha.
Mm-hmm.
He loves street records and Pusha.
Right.
He don't want me to conform to anything.
Right.
At all.
Right.
So, you know, me just doing my thing, that's not an issue. It's not about, you know, as far as the art factor goes, like, you know, I let him do what he wanted to do in regards. He took my whole artwork mm-hmm. and all of that. Mm-hmm. He did that.
Right.
He edited the whole Numbers on the Board video. Like, just, you know, I've shot videos that he don't like. He'd be like, nah, we ain't putting that out. We're going to shoot it another way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those things will be seen. But as far as the music, man, it's only street music for me and him.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Now last night, of course, talking to Pusha T, you had a listening session, and he ranted a little bit.
Right.
And he feels like, I can see he's well invested in your project.
Yeah, totally.
Just the way that he talks about everything, just the way that he is. And, I mean, he seemed like he was a little drunk last night, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Now with, do you feel like his arrogance can hurt your project at all, at any, or no?
Man,
because he's arrogant, but I like the arrogance. That's where I'm from. I'm from that era of arrogance.
Yeah, and what's so funny is, man, we're like rappers, man. Like I didn't even know arrogant was bad being a rapper,
right?
You know what I'm saying? That's the era I'm from, and it's like, you know, someone is proven it's himself,
mm-hmm.
whether it's on a production end, whether it's on an artistic end,
mm-hmm.
and his track record with putting out albums. I hope don't none of that. Hurt me. I would hope that, right. like, all of that means, like, yo, push about to have that shit.
Right, right, right.
It gets arrogant once you pass a certain level. That's what it is. You know
what I mean? Well, see, Ye is at that level. Like, yeah. Ye is at that arrogant. Like, he's at that. Remember when Diddy was just arrogant?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And spitting Chris Style.
Yeah, just,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
When to see niggas on their shit, nigga, I done made it. I'm rich. I'm gonna want more of my shit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I'm not mad at Miley Cyrus. Like people say, oh, Miley Cyrus, she's twerking. She's worth $200 million.
Twerk.
Shit, right. If she wanna twerk, she can twerk all the fuck she wants. It's 200 million. When she left that fucking stage, she went on her private jet that she owns.
Yeah, she wants
not the lease. You know, lease me and you pay $10,000 a month, and you know this is her private jet.
Not the share joint.
Not the share jet. Share jet. No. Yeah. 200 million.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? She could do what the fuck she wants. She could just piss money. That's good. And she put out a record. Her record's a hit.
Yeah. Man.
So, you know, that's the type of stuff I love.
I show you why I'm mad, because I be thinking the Cher joint is the move.
Yes.
Like, damn.
She owned a jet.
We about to pull up on these motherfuckers.
Let's go to a classic right now.
Yeah.
877-60-HIP-HOP.
Hold on, push it. Let me pull it up.
Wait, what you got? What you got?
Let me pull up the
what you
I'm good joint. I got the millions joint with Rick Ross.
All right, let's get into that, and then we'll get into it. I'm good. Let's go. It's Hip Hop Nation. Come on. Pusha T is here. Turn his mic on. Album in stores. When are we getting this album again?
October 8th, man. My name is my name. October 8th.
October 8th. My name is my name. Now, you're in the clothing heavy.
Yes.
You have the clothing line still?
Yes. Play Clothes. 5 years, man.
Play Clothes. Now, you got a store in Virginia Beach, right? Virginia?
Two of them, man. Cream.
Cream. Now, what's next for the clothing line? Because with your clothing line, it's hard to find the clothes. And since you don't send me none, I gotta, you know, try to find. I gotta go to Atrium to try to buy it, you know. So to explain your clothing line a little bit. What inspires you?
You know what? Basically, man, you know, the whole clothing thing started from, you know, coming into the game and being really, really ushered into that whole Bape thing years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Started with the Bape and the Nigo and the BBC. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was going over to Japan doing the anniversaries for them, and you know, just years ago.
Right.
So, you know, after a while, man, I began to start doing shows when we was on hiatus, like, you know, doing shows, and I'd be coming out and stuff, and I was noticing the kids were like, yo, he got on the, like, Bape general jacket, you know, 101 or whatever it was. And I was like, oh, man, they paying attention? So, you know, I just, there's a company in Virginia, RP55.
RP55, uh-huh.
And they were responsible for, you know, Azure Denim, Schmack, and a whole bunch of other brands or whatever. So I used to, you know, take the staff after work hours and just develop a line. I bring in, like, all the clothes I had, polo and things like that. And, you know, we developed the logo. That turned into developing, like, a line for a season. And, you know, we just went for it.
Right.
And, you know, it was harder to find back then because it was, like, all about boutiques.
Right.
And, you know, since then we've expanded a little bit more. You know, we're in a couple DTLRs and things like that. Still still got a lot to do with boutiques and so on and so forth. But, you know, we're expanding more and more, probably like 300 stores now.
Nice. Is it profitable? Is it very profitable?
Very, very much so, man. I think we'll be at 5 million this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Nice. Yeah.
Now, got to ask about Clips. How's your brother doing?
It's my brother, man.
He's good?
He's good, man.
Is he still on the Bible? Because he was heavy on the Bible.
Totally on the Bible, man. His album, Hear Ye Him, just debuted number 11 on the gospel charts, Billboard.
Dope.
So, you know, still, you know what I'm saying, still on his mission.
Well, he still, will there be another Clips album?
We talk about it all the time.
But could there be a Clips album with the way he's heavy in the Bible?
I think so.
I mean, it'll be weird.
Would you curb your tongue a little?
Yeah,
no, not
saying.
At all.
No,
that's the thing. I wouldn't. And I've watched other duos. I mean, take Outkast for example,
right.
Polar opposites, Dre and Big Boy, and put together classic material.
Right.
I know I can put together classic with my brother.
Does he miss it though? Does he miss? Because I mean, what he does, of course, is it's a smaller market.
Yeah.
And this is prime time, big stage. Does he miss that at all?
I don't think he misses it, man.
Really?
You know, my brother's, you know, 5 years older than me, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a granddad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing other things. Like, he golfs.
Right, you know
what I'm saying? Like, he, I don't think he misses it, man.
Really?
I don't think he, I definitely don't think he misses this, you know, being dictated to type of.
Right.
Run around, gotta do this, gotta do that. He's not for it. So you know, you know, in talking about a Clips album, man, I always say, man, like, you know, once I finish my solo, you know, my solo run, and he finish his, like, I really want it to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you stopping through.
Come on, man. Anytime, Envy. You already know what it is, man.
I better see you when the album drops.
We've been trusting talking about me, getting you up here for a minute.
Yes. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I better see you by the time the album drops. Push be hit me, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Push got a record. He'd be like, you're about to get the crack in about 5 minutes. The crack's coming tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The crack is in your mailbox. He said it one time. He said it was a SoundCloud.
Yeah, I said the SoundCloud.
He said the SoundCloud, and I couldn't download it.
Yeah.
So I hit the nigga back. Yo, I can't download this shit, nigga. But I had to figure out how to do it. Well, I appreciate you stopping through. Let's get into some. You got another classic joint?
Let's get into the popular demand joint. It's one of my favorites.
All right, let's get into it. It's DJ Envy Thursday Night Live. Let's go.
Yeah.